All righty, we're going to jump into our series today. What does the Bible say about our mouth? You know, I've sequentially went into some topics here in the last month, dealing with some things on trying to get us to a place where we can walk in greater levels of victory, as well as a little more depth in our relationship with God. You know, part of our relationship with God, if not a lot of it, deals with our responsibility and what it is we're going to do with the Word of God. You know, we believe in the Bible. We're a Word church. And, you know, we believe that God's Word is the final say. And we know that sometimes circumstances don't agree with that, but that's okay. And, you know, we just keep on hanging in there and keep doing what we know to do. As we think about our mouth and what that means, have you ever considered that the words we speak reveal, you know, what is really in our heart? You know, how about the fact that words can also affect our destiny? Each of us have a destiny. You know, God has a plan for each of our lives. And technically, it's not automatic how successful we are in that plan. You know, a lot of it comes down based on our willingness to participate, I guess, with God's plan for our life. And I found that words are important because words really are the driving force in our belief system. How many remember the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Anybody remember that one? That's kind of true, but it's not totally true. You know, the message there means don't be concerned about what other people say. But I want to ask us, what about what we say? I think that's important. Scripture I want to start with today is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Proverbs 21, verse 23. It says, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from troubles." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today for the witness of the Holy Spirit that we are the children of God. That, Lord, we know you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, with that we know that comes responsibility on our part, Lord, that we need to walk in your ways, and we do it by the grace that you supply. And Lord, by that grace right now, I yield to the gift you put inside of me. Lord, I pray for words that will pierce and penetrate to leave my lips, and also, Lord, for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. In Jesus' name, amen. First point I want to look at with this passage is the fact of self-inflicted pain. You've heard me talk about this before, but, you know, that bothers me the worst in my life when I hurt myself. It's another thing, you know, things happen in life, you know, accidents happen. But when we do something to ourselves, it just makes it all the worse. And what I found out is the fact that, you know, many times it's our mouth that gets us in trouble. Now, I feel that most people probably have more regret in their life for what they've said than probably what they've done. Because we can kind of steer ourselves out of trouble, but sometimes, how many just spout off at the mouth every now and then? I mean, we just say something, and you just say it, you just wonder where that came from. That must have been down in there somewhere. We had it suppressed, but yet, you know, it's something that, you know, we didn't really maybe, you know, want to do. And, you know, words are kind of like toothpaste. You know, you can't get toothpaste back in the tube, and you can't get the words back in your mouth once they're out there. And sometimes we hurt people. Sometimes the people that we're supposedly loved the most is the ones that we hurt the worst with our words. Now, I believe, and we're going to go into this a little bit more to explain it, the fact that, you know, we can somewhat, to a limited ability, speak things to existence in our life. You know, we're not God, but we work for God, amen? And words do play a part. We're going to break this down a little bit and unpack it, and to be able to understand how this works. Now, you know, like I mentioned to somebody the other day, you know, you just can't say, you know, I have $1 million in my bank account. I said that once, and then I went and looked. It wasn't there yet. You know, it don't work every way that I want. You know, but it does work and it does affect, and we're gonna unravel that a little bit, just kind of how that comes to being. Now, the Lord warned us here in this passage to watch your mouth because it's gonna affect your soul. Now, a lot of our health problems, a lot of our stress problems are affecting us in our soul, which is our mind, our will, our intellect, and our emotions. Now, when the Bible says the word heart sometimes, only Hebrews 4:12 kind of reveals to us how we understand that only the Word of God can separate the soul from the spirit. So sometimes when it says the word heart, it's talking about our spirit, and sometimes it's talking about our soul. Now, this here time, it was talking about, you know, our soul and our feelings, and, you know, how if we guard our mouth, we can keep ourselves from a lot of problems. Now, sometimes the things we say, you know, do get us in trouble. And them are things that sometimes we need to deal with. Now, what we're talking about today is not just positive thinking. You know, there's a lot of seminars and there's some churches that deal with positive thinking. You know, they don't really deal with the cross. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the cross that set at what Jesus did at the cross that sets us free and turns things around. So I'm not talking about positive thinking here, and although it does help to say positive things. But what I'm talking about is speaking the Word of God and finding out what God's Word says in our life. And you can never spend too much time in the Bible. And it comes about lining our mouth up with the Word of God. I'll be honest, sometimes you can do it. Sometimes it's harder than others. You know, a lot of times our environment is really hard on us. You know, if you work in a situation where you're around, you know, people that are always kind of drag you down and anti-God and, you know, all these things, you know, they're just speaking constantly. You know, them words are just, you know, constantly bombarding your mind. You know, you have to really keep up your shield of faith to keep them words from really penetrating, because they will kind of attack you. Now, when I talk about these things, you know, here's how it works a lot of times when you and I have a problem. And we all have problems, right? I mean, I think we'd all agree that we have problems from time to time. Situations come. Now, the Bible talks about speaking to your mountain. You know, Jesus said that. And he talked about a mountain. And some of our mountains that come into our life, you know, maybe you have a mountain of debt right now. Maybe you have more month than money most of the time. You know, maybe you're having trouble in your relationships with your kids, or maybe in your with your spouse, and you're having marriage problems. All these things are mountains that come into our life, or maybe you're struggling with health situations in your family. All these things come in, so there are mountains. So as being the good Christians that we are, we go find somebody, or maybe we do it on our own, and we pray the prayer of faith. Amen. We speak in the name of Jesus. You mountain, be taken out of my life. I thank you I have a strong marriage. I thank you my kids are serving you and they're staying out of trouble. Or I thank you, Lord, that I have all the finances that I need. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a good prayer. That one got through, I think. I felt it. Well, then we leave, and 90% of the rest of our words that day, You know, me and my wife, we're just not getting along. I don't think we're going to make it. I better start hiding money. I better start drawing money out of the account and putting it in a place I know she won't find it. You know, in the vacuum cleaner. No, just kidding. Come on now, I'm just messing around. Or maybe, you know, you pray that prayer and then, you know, the kids, you know, I just know my kids are going to get on dope. You know, the friends are on dope. They're going to get on dope. You know, you're speaking all this negativity. And, you know, I have this family history, you know. And, we had heart disease in our family all of our life. And I just know that one of these days I'm just going to drop over. So 90% of your conversation uproots the 10% prayer that you spoke. Words are words, right? Whether you tack Jesus' name on them or not. So it's those words that are spoken out that we need to be careful about. Because what it says there, if we're not careful, it'll bring trouble to our soul. You know, some of the things that we say sometimes is, I can't, I won't, God can't, God won't, we never, and all these things are spoken out. And then we wonder why we continually have trouble in our life. You know, them words, them negative words, them words of doubt and unbelief are really seeds. And seeds will bring a crop failure to our prayer. And that's why we need to be aware of what's coming out of our mouth. Next scripture I want to look at is Luke 6:45. Talks about the good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth what is good. And the evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. So, what we see from this is the mouth reveals the heart. This is hard to accept sometimes. You know, what we say will give us away. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs I like that says, you know, if someone is considered smart until they open their mouth, right? You ever read that one? I get a kick out of that one. There's a lot of fun stuff in the Bible. But, you know, what we say will give us away. Here the word heart is also talking about our soul. And have you ever thought what someone is like just by looking at them? I know we prejudge. Don't look at me like you don't. We all do it, don't we? We look at somebody and we just think we know what that person's going to be like based on how they look. And that's just a common failure that we have. And we as Christians even make that mistake. And then you just know what they're like, you know, and then they open their mouth. And they're not anything like you thought. See, I remember back in the day, before I got saved, and I was trying to find a girlfriend slash wife, you know what I'm saying? You know, I kind of thought, you know, hey, I'm getting about old enough now. I need to go find me somebody and, you know, need to settle down. That's kind of what I thought. So I was, back then, I was not very spiritual. If not, I wasn't very spiritual at all. So when I looked at things, I was more sight-oriented than I was heart-oriented, meaning I made all my decisions based on what I see. And if she looked good, there was potential there. You know what I'm saying? So I would go and talk to somebody who met my sight criteria. If they didn't meet my sight criteria, I wouldn't bother. And I'd go up and talk to them, and then, you know, and try to get to meet them. But when they opened their mouth, sometimes it was over. Now, I know it worked both ways. I know they judged me by, you know, and then when I said something, it probably closed the door too. But some things that were kind of a turnoff to me was if they were stuck on themselves, they were stuck in the past, they would cut other people down. I didn't tolerate that stuff. And see, when they started speaking out, that I don't care how pretty they was, but their words brought death. And it wasn't something, even back before I was a Christian, I just couldn't accept that. And so now as a believer, you know, we need to be careful because, you know, what we put into our life will come out. And that's why it's very dangerous. You know, some of the things that go on in our life, you know, and people that we hang around and the influences that we have. And I'll be honest, I have to be careful more than maybe a lot of people. You know, as a pastor who speaks in front of people from, you know, weekly, that I want to make sure that I am not putting stuff in there that might accidentally come out sometimes. You know, I remember when I just got saved and I was in a singles group, and I've shared this before, I think, but the pastor there was preaching and he was getting on a roll. All of a sudden, a cuss word slipped out. And, you know, it was funny. You know, he apologized and went on. But, you know, when you're around stuff all the time, it's easy to let that stuff. So kind of be careful because that them words kind of penetrate and they get in our heart and then they're going to come out. The next passage I want to look at is, there's a few scriptures we're looking at today just to let the Word of God speak to us, is in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. And this is one you probably thought I was going to start with, but I wanted to bring it in down here. It says, with the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So here we see the concept about being death and life in the power of the tongue. Now, you know, to me, that's an important thing that the Lord is wanting to reveal to us about the fact of our responsibility. And see, a lot of times you and I don't want to accept our Christian responsibility on what we do. And that's why we need to really make sure that we monitor our mouth. I think if a lot of us had enough money, we ought to hire a mouth monitor, don't we? You know, somebody to follow us around and every now and then just tap us on the shoulder and say, you know, don't say that. That's going to bring death to your life. And I'll be honest, I've been in this way, shall we say, of following the Lord for a long time. And I have observed a few things. And people that usually are always speaking death, usually, as a rule, reap its fruit in their life. I'm not talking about they die physically right off the bat, but I'm talking about all the problems and things. They're like a magnet, and they just bring calamity to themselves all the time. Now, we do know we live in a world where the world hates us. We're at enmity. The world's at enmity with God, and we're part of God's family. So there's enough attacks out there the way it is without bringing them to yourself, just automatically right by our mouth. And how that factors in, you know, sometimes it's hard to maybe see all the time. But I do know that if we're wanting to be able to walk in a better place with God, I think we can almost, you know, start with our mouth on what we say. You know, the scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Well, it's more powerful if we hear ourselves say it. So if you hear something, that means them words have to be spoken. Well, that tells me then, you know, the influence that words have upon our life and the importance of it as we as believers, especially as we grow and we walk in a higher level of God, that we need to do that. So that's why, you know, we understand that, see, God used words to be able to form everything that we see right here. Now, God in His infinite power, God could have thought it, couldn't He? I think He could have. God could just thought in His mind, let there be light, and it would have happened. God could have thought and created everything that we see, but He didn't. The Bible says that He spoke it. So word, and the reason why I believe God revealed that to us in the Word of God is that He wanted us to see the fact of the creative power or the creative force that words play in our life and how important they are. Now, in life, some people respond to different stimulus in different ways, but I think most of us, if we were honest, would prefer to have a positive role model in our life than somebody that is always yelling at us and screaming at us and telling us, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Or we would prefer, you know, not that way, but saying, hey, you can do this. I know you can. You know, it's in you. You can make it. See, both are words. Both may get you to get something done. But it's the positive words that will make you want to do it again. And the negative words will make you never want to have to be involved in that anymore. And so we, as Christians, should try to flow a little bit more with the way God wants us to do things. Now, if them words have a creative power, now, much of the harvest that we have in our life is a product of our lips, is what this scripture says. Meaning, now it's going to be harder. If you don't like the way things are at your house, maybe it's your mouth that made them that way. And that's the truth. You don't like the way your kids are acting. What words are you speaking over their life? I'm a parent myself. I've learned this the hard way. You know, and it's hard to be perfect all the time. You can't. But I do know overall, instead of retaliating in anger and speaking out death, that if we're smart enough to know that, you know, if we want to change our situation, maybe we need to change the way that we're doing it. Maybe we're starting to speak words of life on what God says. I do know the fact that them little critters have their own free will, but I will say this, you're probably going to have more success speaking the word of God over your family and over your situation and over your circumstances than you will yelling and harping at them. Does that make sense? I believe so. And it's hard. We just need help, and we're going to get to that, how we find that kind of help in our life. You know, what we say is important. You know, in our culture, words have been demeaned in some way. They've been changed because back when I was young, you know, words were very important. As a matter of fact, two people would enter into agreement, and if they gave their word, that was good enough. Because we understood how important your word was. But now, a lot of people will not honor their word. They'll tell somebody they'll do something. They'll tell somebody they'll be there, and they'll never follow through. And so with that undermining of the culture, we've kind of lost concept or contextualization in our mind, really, the importance of words and how they do, because if we don't really believe we're going to follow through. You know, I've had people, you know, tell me, you know, yes, we'll ask him, hey, could you do this? And they'll say yes. I mean, I'll kid you not. About a while back, I asked somebody, we had somebody that needed something, and I texted them on a Tuesday, and they said, yeah. I mean, they had exclamation points. I mean, yoo-hoo, I'll do it. Never showed up. Less than 24 hours later. Haven't heard from them since. I mean, what kind of word's that? That's not keeping your word. That's not honoring your word. But see, that's where our culture is. Satan's come in to try to undermine these things, to try to make us think, you know, different things and, you know, the importance of giving our word. But I will say this, when you put the force of faith behind your words, you're going to start to see things change. You're going to start to see things happen. And, you know, the sad thing is sometimes we believe more in the power of the falseness and the negativity because we've been a victim to it so long in our life that we find it hard to be able to break that cycle. Because sometimes it's like a merry-go-round and you just can't get off. You get in that thing and it says, woom, 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 and you're in that thing. But I got news for you. God can break that cycle in your life if we let him. And that's how important it is, because words are part of a spiritual law that you and I can tap into. Because, you know, just briefly about what a covenant is, on how God does covenants. Back in the day when they used to do covenants of this nature, you know, they'd kill an animal and they would do certain things. And then at the end of the covenant, you know, they'd have their meal, but they would write down on a piece of paper the blessings of what happens if you enter this relationship. And then there's also the negative things if you don't offer this. You know, if you want to look in Deuteronomy, it talks about, you know, the blessing and the curse and how these two things kind of come into play. Well, basically what they would say is that if you don't hold up your end of the bargain by giving me your word, you're going to be like that animal. You're going to be dead. You're going to sacrifice your life if you don't follow through. And they didn't have to have a lawyer, you know, like we have to today, you know, and try to get out of what we said. They just believed it. And that's just the way it was. And I'll be honest, you know, if we start walking in that, we're going to start to see some victory. And because covenant was very important, and how important words were. I'm going to tell you a bad story about myself. You know, words on how they affect things. Back when I was doing some missionary work over in Greece, I went over there many times and worked with this ministry couple, and we connected real good together and loved to work together. And what we'd do is we'd go out and do these we'd do some street preaching, but also they would do some presentations on the street. And there's a certain system that we did. And, you know, the person would have the easel there and they would draw a picture and do some things and, you know, draw a crowd, and the people would listen to the word. And then after they was finished, then we, the rest of us who were helping at that time, would mingle in and start giving them gospel tracts to take home with them so they could, you know, read them and, you know, hopefully accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, we had a newbie out there that day, and they didn't know you're supposed to wait till the end to pass out the tract. And so they went up into the crowd and started to pass out the tract right in the middle of the presentation, because what would happen, a lot of times people would, once they got the information, they said, oh, it's Christian, so I'm not going to stick around, because they didn't really know everything we was doing till toward the end. They would talk about Jesus Christ, but I just said there one day, hey, don't pass these out now, because if they take them, they're going to leave. Boom. Right when I said that, 15 people walked away from this thing. And God just showed me, number one, keep your mouth shut. That was my first clue. But it just showed me the power of words, because I really put a lot of faith in that. I believe that if we did that, you know, that's what would happen. That's what happened. And so it really revealed to me the importance to try to ask God to help me to be careful about what I say, because it will affect things around me. Now, I'm not gonna want to scare anybody here much, but the next scripture is hope. Psalms 141, verse 3. It says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And here's what I say is, Holy Ghost, help. See, the benefit of being a Christian is that we're not in this alone. We may have been raised in an environment where negativity was the common thing, where words of death were spoken constantly around the house. And the fact that maybe, you know, your identity was always cursed, and the only way you could survive was to defend yourself with your mouth. Now, maybe you've never been around that. I have seen that in some people's lives, and that's the only way they could survive, was to be able to defend themselves with their mouth. So they're quick, boom, just to speak out, to protect themselves. But here we see the power of the Holy Ghost, because the Lord will help. Now, I want to say this as a disclaimer. Don't become a word Nazi. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, maybe you guys decide I'm going to change my mouth, and maybe you and your missus or mister is going to do that, and then you go around just correcting each other. Don't do that. That's dangerous. That's hard on a relationship, believe me. Been down that road, you know. So don't be so overprotective, but, you know, be willing to grow. Now, if you're willing to ask the Holy Spirit to help you here, I know it will work. You know, I know somebody that when I lived out west, you know, they were having trouble with their mouth. And it wasn't saying negative stuff. It wasn't saying anything really bad about people. They really had a good heart. But what they had going on in their life is the fact that they hated silence. So if they were there talking to somebody, they couldn't handle if it got quiet for 10 seconds. So they'd have to say something. I mean, no, if you say something long enough, you're going to say something stupid. Right? I mean, it's, you know, you're always thinking of something to say, you know, and, you know, just to try to keep the conversation going. And that's the problem they had. They just didn't want to do that no more. For whatever reason, they just hated silence. And, you know, I gave them the scripture, and I says, well, you know, don't worry about the silence. It happens. But I said, ask the Holy Spirit to set a guard over your mouth. And they did. And it changed their life. They started to bring the Holy Spirit into their life in the area of their conversation, and they was mindful of Him, and He started to turn this around, and their life changed. They were no longer doing those things that they wanted to. And it's a process. It just depends. Now, if you want to start walking this victory, it's easy. But see, change isn't easy, but it's worth it. Now, I will say this. If you say you can't change, two things. You're stupid or you're stubborn. I believe that. Anybody can change. With the grace of God, anything can turn around. I mean, God can take anything and be able to make a difference in their life. He took somebody who was destroying the church in Paul to make him one of the greatest master builders of the church that in the New Testament that we ever knew. So God can turn us around. We just got to be willing. I'll be telling you, change is kind of painful, you know. But it is a worthy endeavor to see it. So what's some things that we can do? Well, we need to stop the negative talk. You know, just stop talking death to ourselves. Stop speaking evil over you. You know, stop saying I'll never have a good job or we're always going to have problems. And then also build other people up. Did you know gossip's a form of negative talk? You know, maybe, and to me, gossip is a form of insecurity. You know, which we're not going into. I'm just kind of doing the shotgun method today where we're covering a lot of territory and just kind of throwing some stuff out there to think about. But, you know, cutting other people down to make us feel better about ourselves is really a form of insecurity. And God can heal that too once we see who we are in Christ. So there's hope for that. Let's say you've been in a situation where you have spoke a lot of words of death. Remember how earlier I started off, you can pray the prayer of faith and undermine it with all that negative talk? Well, I believe you can pray crop failure, all those negative words you've spoken, and start to speak positive word of God in that situation. See, words are like seeds. They're going to find root. They don't hit every time. Anybody does any farming's known that, you know, sometimes everything you plant doesn't grow. Some things do. It just depends the place to hit. And I'll be honest, somebody can hear negative words and it don't offend them because, you know, it didn't find lodging in their heart. Other people, you can say the smallest thing and it just hurts them because they have a hurt heart, a wounded spot. So we don't really know what seeds are going to catch. But I do know this, if you continually sow positive seeds, speaking the word of God about what God says about the situation, you're going to start to see a positive change in your life. And when it comes to those other things, I'll be honest, I try to be as sensitive as I can, but my weakness is I like to goof around sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with goofing around, but I used to really hurt my wife, teasing, not meaning nothing by it, at least from my side of the story. Now, her side of the story is a little different. Because I was hurting her. So, me, like I always say with my lightning quick intellect, me and my wife are in this battle together. How stupid is it of me to hurt the one that's in the battle with me? To make them weaker? I need to make them stronger. So I need to speak words of life. I need to build her up so she's a warrior of the king. Amen? And she's in this fight with me. And so once I got that revelation, no, I'm not perfect. I need to buy a mouth monitor. Amen? I'll be honest. But I'm heading that way. I want to get better. And if you have that heart, you have that attitude in your life that you want to get better, I believe God will help you. And I just want to encourage you in that. So I don't want you to leave here where you're picking on each other about your words, because that's not going to help either. But I do want you to, you know, consider some of this about how important it is. You know, we warn our kids about what they post online. How many have done that? Have you warned your kids or warned somebody about putting a picture online because it's there forever? The words we speak are out there forever unless we deal with them with the blood of Jesus. Because they're not going to die. You know, every prayer you've prayed is still active until you undermine it. That's hard to put in our head. God can keep track of all that. We can't. It'd wear you out. But think about the same thing, that the words that we speak out into the spiritual realm are no different than the things that are posted online. That'll be there forever. And no pressure, right? You know, I'm not wanting to, but I'm just saying, you know, we can be a little more mindful about what we say, and that's where the Holy Ghost comes in. And, you know, I know in my life, I've prayed crop failure on those words I've spoken. You know, I know just, you know, and how often you do that? Hey, whenever it comes to me, man, that I think I need to kill that. You know, maybe something just blurted out. I said something I shouldn't have said. And, you know, the importance of being able to deal with that and pray death over those words. I just say, Lord, I repent of speaking that death over this situation. I ask that the blood of Jesus just wash and destroy them words. And those words are no longer effective, Lord. I take my faith away from those words. You know, pray along those lines. And start to turn this around. And I guarantee, you know, that things will start to go better in your life. And it's a fight. I ain't going to tell you. I mean, the devil hates us. You know, it's an uphill battle sometimes. But greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. So no reason should we ever put ourselves and our life in agreement with the devil and start to destroy ourselves. But we need to fight on. Amen. Let's pray.